You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Some of the UK's best disability football sides will be coming together at the end of June for the EE Disability FA Cup finals. In the partially sighted final, Birmingham Futsal take on Merseyside Blind and VIFC. Joining me now from Birmingham Futsal is Doug Pratt. Doug, welcome into RNIB Connect Radio.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. How you doing?
Well, tell us a bit about the season, Doug. How have Birmingham Futsal made it to the final on June the 28th?
Oh, it's been a bit of a rocky season, to be fair. Lots of ups and downs. So getting to the final, we actually ended up finishing second in the league. And then the way that teams get to the final is we have a league throughout the season, and then we have a sort of cup day as well. So much like the Community Shield, the FA Cup final is then played between the winner of the league and the winner of the cup. It turns out that actually Merseyside won both the league and the cup. So Birmingham is second in the league. We ended up being the team that's going to play them in the final. So hopefully we can stop them getting the treble, as it were, this season.
And for yourself, Doug, how did you get into partially sighted football? You're a relative newcomer to the game and haven't followed maybe the most traditional pathway.
Yeah, that's right. I literally came across it by complete chance, actually. I was working for EE on their sponsorships and came across this event that they obviously were sponsoring, the Disability Cup. And within that, there's all these different disciplines of para football, and one of them being partially sighted. And as I said, I'd never heard of it before, but I was keen to obviously find out a little bit more, because I was like, look, I'm partially sighted. So went to an event that we put on, met a couple of the lads that were there who played for Birmingham. So John Mack and Luke Darnell, they were current players for Birmingham. We've got chatting to them about, you know, what is partially-sided football. I've played 11-a-side football my whole life. And they were like, look, you know, if you play football normally and you're still capable, like, come down to one of our games. We play a league once a month, have a bit of a trial with us. It's a different game. It's indoor 5-a-side futsal. So yeah, I did that. I went along to one of the tournaments they had. The guys obviously thought, this guy's not too bad, like, he's okay. From there, John Mack, who plays at Birmingham, he also plays for the England team. He then mentioned to me that he wanted me to come along to an England trial a couple of months later. And so that's how I got into it. You know, the rest is history, really.
And as you mentioned, you don't just play for Birmingham, Doug, you also play at international level. How does it feel now to represent England at the highest level of the game?
Yeah, shit. I mean, it's massive. Like, it's, in all honesty, it's not something I ever thought I would do. As I say, you know, 3 years ago, I didn't even know about partially sighted football. So, you know, now to be able to say that I'm internationally capped, I've represented England at two major tournaments, it's really quite something. Like, really, really proud to be able to do that.
What do you enjoy about playing partially sighted football, Doug? Futsal is a very fast-paced and skillful game. What do you enjoy the most?
It is, yeah. It's a really fast-paced, skillful game, which I wouldn't say are two of my big attributes, but I've managed to fit in somehow. Now, it's a really good game, and really great at getting everyone involved as well. Like, there's not really anywhere you can hide, because it's a five-a-side game, and so fast-paced. Sometimes when you play 11-a-side, you know, you put people at, I don't know, left back, right back. No disrespect to those positions, obviously, but with futsal, it's five of you on the courts. Everyone's got to be really dialed in with the tactics, know exactly what their job is, what their role is. And also, because you've got rolling subs, you can come on and off pretty quickly. You know, if you're getting tired, you know, you've maybe, you know, you're getting tired, you want to come off, you can reset for a second, come back on and go again. So at least every time you're on the court, you have the ability to give that 100% every time, rather than being like, oh, I need to just sort of hide a little bit here while I get my breath back.
How is it for newcomers? What do people tell you when they first come to a training session?
Yeah, for newcomers, it's really good, because it's, as I say, it's really accessible to all levels. Whether you've got football experience, futsal experience, the coaches that I've worked with along the way are really great. They know exactly what it is. Quite a lot of them might be partially sighted themselves, so can relate to that experience. But it just means that, as I mentioned before, it's a really tight-knit community as well. So people are really welcoming when they come in. And it just means that everyone who comes in should be feeling like really part of the family, and it's really accessible for everyone to take part.
And I'm sure you'll get many people watching futsal for the first time. What can they expect from the partially sighted final?
I think they can expect a bit of fireworks. Both Birmingham Merseyside have a good history, bit of a rivalry there. Played against each other a few times in the final. We know each other pretty well. It's quite a sort of small community. So yeah, there's lots of like banter, rivalry. It's going to be a good game.
And if people like yourself previously may not be fully aware of partially sighted football and the opportunities to play across the UK, where's the best place to find out more information?
I think the best place is actually going to the FA website. Literally just Googling England partially sighted football. Even if you just go to YouTube, literally typing in partially sighted football, all of the international games are streamed on, live on YouTube. They're still on there now as well, so you can go back and re-watch games as well if you wanted to go and see what the games are like as well. So they're two great places to find out a bit more.
Well, we wish Birmingham Futsal and Merseyside Blind and VIFC the best of luck in the EE Disability FA Cup, which takes place at 12:30 p.m. on Saturday, June the 28th. And it's available to watch on TNT Sport. But for now, Doug Pratt, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Cheers. Thanks so much for having me.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.